Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
The Lawgiver sat in the sun, bouncing his granddaughter on his knee. A chimpanzee approached him and posed a question. Lawgiver, there is a topic of argument among most learned apes. Can the beast man be tamed? The lawgiver smiled at his granddaughter, set her on her feet, and watched her toddle off. He then turned to the chimpanzee. Your question is truly the difference between the wise adult and the innocent child, my young friend. I do not see how, the chimpanzee replied. Imagine, if you will, the little child as she babbles to the beast chained to the tree and would feign to be friends with the wild plaything. Observe in every action how she expects it to understand her and return her love. All right, the chimpanzee nodded. But now imagine her look of angry disappointment when a bite or a scratch disturbs the security of her affectionate dream. It is not the pain alone the child feels. There is a vexation of hurt feelings as well. The beast should have not behaved so to her. The beast with whom she had so gladly shared her breakfast of fruit. The beast whom she had petted upon the head. The beast who must have known how much she loved it. Yes, the chimpanzee offered, I can imagine that. Then, my young friend, the lawgiver concluded, imagine how the wise adult does not need to take this child's path. He already knows the upright beast cannot be tamed.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Well, come on, Dodge. What do your tests say?
It's loaded with minerals, but safe.
Oh, God. The water. It's so fresh. Can we take a dip?
Okay. You two enjoy. I want to look around.
Suit yourself, Skipper. Me? It's Saturday somewhere and this astronaut's taking a bath. Last one in, Dodge.
Right. Something just doesn't feel right. It's too perfect for this planet. Too green an oasis in this desert hellhole. Nothing overt jumps out at me. Screw it. Okay, you assholes. Save some of this slice of watery heaven for me.
It's like being back home, Skipper. Swimming the old Mississippi River as a kid.
This water is pure, like a pristine baptismal bowl in a land of arid sin.
Shut up, Dodge.
Thanks for dunking me, Taylor.
Over there! Wonder what that is.
What is it, Landon? Come on, Dodge, let's go see what Captain America's found.
Hey, Taylor, look at this.
What is it?
Look, here in the muddy sand, a footprint.
No way. You must be. Damn.
Fresh. That's no fossilized print. It's definitely biped, and it looks like the print of a...
Man. Has to be more. Something hasn't felt right since we found this place. But how can...
What was that noise? It came from across the pond.
Our clothes!
Oh, Jesus. Taylor! Something's stealing our clothes! Come on!
No way that this is...
What? Damn it! But where did our clothes?
More to the point, who or what took our...
Shh. Come on. This way. I hear something. Or someone. See that? Over there. Taylor, look. They're going to the right.
Shh. Keep it down, Landon. Damn bugs. Come on. They went this way.
What in the hell? My God. They look almost... almost human.
What the...
What now, Skipper?
Let's make nice and show them we're friendly. Even if we are... Earthmen. Greetings. I think we found our thieves. Are they competent? No cigar. Just scared written all over their grimy faces. Looks like grunting's about it for their higher communicative abilities. Of course, if you need a race to get lice off your back... Then we've come to the right damn place. The right time, traveled millions of light years through time and space to find... ignorant savages.
Try telling them our names.
Oh, come on, Landon. Jesus. If we're looking for an icebreaker... Listen, folks, if you can stop scratching yourselves for but a moment...
I'm afraid they aren't having any.
Hey, our clothes.
Didn't leave much, did they?
Well, let's put on whatever they didn't tear up, which isn't much.
Tore up my sail kit. Emergency meds. Damn, rations gone.
Not that we had much in the way of rations left anyway.
I'll rig what I can.
Shall we follow them?
Haven't much choice. Come on, Dodge. Not much use repairing the unrepairable. Maybe Landon was a Boy Scout. Time to earn our merit badges. Why don't you track him, Cub Scout?
Screw you, Taylor. Look there. Sitting under that clump of trees. They're eating.
Praise God, fruit growing in this grove. It's almost cultivated.
I think you're catching heat stroke, Dodge. No way those primitives over there have a system of agriculture.
Look at the fruit. So, do you think it's safe to eat it?
When in Rome. Now, this is as close to heaven as we're gonna get on this rock.
Feels like I haven't eaten in years. Largest apricot I've ever seen or eaten.
Apricot here? It's good, I'll grant you, Landon. But Earth and its produce are light years away. Damn good, though.
You don't ever let up, do you, Taylor?
Never saw a reason to, Landon.
Will you two drop it? They're watching us.
And we're watching them. Who's the keeper and who's the one on exhibit, eh? Well, at least they haven't tried to, bite us.
Listen to the vegetarians. Look over there, even under the grime. Now that is...
a female.
What are you two looking... damn.
A Venus in rags.
I'm in love.
We got off at the wrong stop.
Even with that pinup primitive over there? What's your problem, Landon? You're an optimist. Look at the bright side. If that's the best there is around here, in 6 months, we'll be running the planet. And I'll have a new girlfriend. Who knows? Maybe start a new race.
With them?
Stuart's dead, Landon. Entombed in what passes for Davy Jones' locker here on this rock. Move on, Landon. She wasn't the greatest anyway.
Oh, you've got a lot of nerve, asshole.
Shut up, you two. Look. They're getting agitated about something.
There's no sign of life behind us.
Think they'll attack us? What the hell?
Damn.
What was that? The primitives. They're running. Back into the forest, but...
sounded like a gunshot. Maybe we're not so alone.
Probably just a contained lightning burst.
Lightning my ass. But I don't have a better explanation. Do you hear that rumble? Shit, sounds like...
horses.
Get down, Bodhi, hide! Jesus. Look.
Incredibly big horses. And riders. What is going on?
I count 12. Looks like they're armed? The riders, they're...
it can't be.
Dear God.
Shoot them! Kill the youth!
Cut the humans! The hunt is on!
Talking apes!
Force them into the drop.
Easy pickings, is that.
Ha! Yeah!
Get him! Ha! Yeah!
Talking gorillas.
Shut up and run, damn it! Dodge!
Run, human. For all the good it will do. Wait. Wait. Got you, human.
Tyler! Cool down. I'm trying to. Dodge!
Boom. Dead human. First kill. Argo. I claim first blood.
Dodge. Damn it. God, Dodge. She's dead. Bastard gorilla shot him in the back. What's that? More gorillas? Damn. Sorry, Dodge. At least you're free now. That's something. Where's Landon?
Get the human!
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production, Chapter 3 of The Planet of the Apes, Bill Holweg as Taylor, Paul Mannering as Dodge, Miles Reed as Landon, Miles Reed and Colin Snow as the gorillas,
James Freeman,
and Bill Holweg as the gorillas in the background, and Mark Kalita as the lawgiver, and Cornelius, the narrator of our tale. I would like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for the wonderful lesson, and Glenn Sheets, who wrote tonight's lesson from the Lawgiver.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.